Well, it's time now for our Living Healthy segment, and joining me on the line is Kendall Jackman, sexual health registered nurse at Walgett AMS. Thanks for joining us on Deadly Sounds.
No problem.
Kendall, you're in a position that we talk about often, and sometimes in communities it's still a taboo subject, but of course HIV, and to eliminate and working with New South Wales communities, particularly with World AIDS Week. Now, yes. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with HIV treatment and eliminating HIV transmissions.
What we're trying to do is get the word out there with lots of health promotion, encouraging people to stay safe. So we really want to encourage people to use condoms when they're having sex, and also to access the needle and syringe programs that we have running in order to use sterile injecting equipment. Yeah, we really want people to stay safe. We also want people to come and get tested. Often people aren't aware if they've been infected with HIV, so we really want people to come and get tested, and so that if they do test positive, then we can get them treated early. Treatment outcomes are quite good nowadays. It's a lot different to a decade ago. Treatments have very low side effects and are really well tolerated. So that's basically what we're trying to do.
Well, it's quite interesting because it's actually 31 years since the first diagnosis in New South Wales of HIV. And of course, there were many areas around that in those early days that we perhaps didn't understand this disease.
Yes.
And as you say, you can eliminate a lot of HIV transmission. So I'm sure there's a lot of myths out there about what HIV is. Can you just run us by, you know, basically it's a sexually transmitted disease or it can be intravenous drug use?
That's the two most common ways that people get infected with HIV, through unsafe sex, so sex without a condom, and by using unclean or by sharing injecting equipment. So they're the two main ways that people get infected with HIV.
Now, a lot of people think of HIV and immediately, I guess, the negative word AIDS comes up, that where, you know, over the years there's been stigma and discrimination associated with the AIDS word.
Yes.
What do you say to people about that?
Well, nowadays, AIDS is very uncommon. And what AIDS actually is, it is the result of HIV infection, where the immune system has been attacked so much that they are more susceptible to infections, to potentially fatal infections. So because treatment is so good nowadays, it's very rare that people actually progress on to AIDS. So we have very good treatment available to be able to manage people with HIV so that they don't progress onto AIDS, and they can live very healthy, normal lives.
And of course, as Kendall said, it can be passed through sexual transmission. So of course, wear a condom, and that isn't just for same-sex partners. It's for everyone that
yes.
you have sex with.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Kendall, so much for joining us on Deadly Sounds. And World AIDS Week also is being celebrated, so thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.